Lift up your voices, all your people. Freedom, 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 fre I can preach my love from God's glory. I'm in the presence of nothing else matters. Nothing else counts. I'm in the presence of my Maker. Anything can happen. Everything's possible. We are in the presence of, I'm in the presence. Hey! Of my Maker. Yeah, yeah. Nothing else matters. Nothing else. I mean, so leave me at the altar with my Father. We got a big canal and a big. Everything is possible. We are in the presence. Lift your eyes, my Robert Lastofelia. Call his name Yahweh. Yahweh. Somebody sing Yahweh. Somebody say Yahweh!
Yahweh!
Yahweh! Yahweh! Who's the plan of Natalia? Somebody say Yahweh!
Yeah.
Today, dwarfing it. And let them know he is worthy. Let them know he is worthy. Let them know he is worthy. Worthy, 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 worthy. There's God of my God. And let them know that the power of the Lord of the Lord.
Oh!
speaking. That's all they are saying. That's all they are saying. Ale, ale. Can you hear them? The angels are singing. That's all they are saying. Ale, ale. One more time. I said the angels are singing. That's all they are saying. Ale, 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 ale. Let your voice to praise the Lord.
When I'm trying to find the will of God, pray.
because that is the will of God, that men ought to raise holy hands without wrath. Bless him every day, every night. Praise the Lord.
As we see, because you would come,
without a sound. It's the protocol of the peace. So we lift our voice to you. Maranatha. Hallelujah. And Shadianatha, you would come without a sound. It's the blood, rock of the king. So we need burn on the top. Lift up your hands, all you get. If you have a prayer language, open your mouth and pray. He's here, he's here.
Hallelujah. Jehovah, there you are.
and the devil, give me the word. I can hear the sound of giants clashing and breaking. The other belly up. Oh, belly up. Viva! Viva! I can see your name. May the Lord open your eyes and not be carried away by the moves of the Spirit tonight. Because upon Mount Zion, I see people possessing their possession tonight, my God. And I can literally feel the hand of the Lord coming on people. I can feel the hand of the Lord coming on people tonight. I can feel the hand of the Lord coming on blessings tonight. I can see the hand of the Lord coming on people tonight. Holy Ghost, where are the people? Stand up, my Lord, the God. 1, 2, 3. Holy Ghost, move. I said, I see the hand of the Lord. I see the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord is about to recover lost ground for you. It's about to restore what was lost. It's about to give you speed. Lift up your head. Everybody, lift up your head. Holy God, do it again. Do it again. In my life, open my eyes. To see Jesus. Seated upon the throne, and he said, "Oh, the hour, and he said, oh, the hour, and he could not get out of it, I see fire coming.
Oh, my God.
I said it, and I should tell you tonight. You can't go through this journey alone. You need the energy of the Spirit. You need the energy of the Spirit. My God. Della Paya. Mata Coparade. Ocefina da Ben. Apala da Paya. I see the love removing fresh love. Fresh love. Fresh love. And the person I'm talking about is trying to come under the power of the Holy Ghost now. Fresh love is being removed now.
Oh,
when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, send that the leg of power that when the glory comes, God, there'll be no words to say. Oh, Elana Diana, Sabana Diana, Omana Diana, when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. It's like electricity shut up in my bones. I said it's like electricity shut up in my bones. Where the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Everybody lift your hands and be quiet. I'm going to trust the Holy Ghost to come like a wind. Lift your hands. My God. Now, Holy Ghost. All over this room, my God. A fresh wind of your presence. A fresh wind of your presence. From my right to my left. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sweet Holy Spirit. Move. Move. Touch. Touch. I sense him coming like a wind. That's what I sense. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. This is the moment you've been waiting for all your life. The Bible says, and the Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet. All over this room, my Father, Holy Ghost. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I release you like never before, from my left to my right. Holy Ghost, move! Let the intensity of the Spirit increase in this room. Let the intensity of the move of the Spirit increase in this room. Let the intensity of His presence increase in this room. Let Him come like electricity. Let Him come like fire. Shanamanoka paradapa. Down power of God. I declare, move. Ela paradaka fire. My God, your glory. your power and love as we sing. Holy up. Do you see? Do you know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing life being injected into that situation. I see the Zohar of God. I said I see the Zohar of God. The life of God is being injected into what is dead. I see the life of God. The life of God. The life of God. The life of God. Whatever is dead in your life, I come by a higher priesthood. Let the life of God. Let the life of God flow. Let them get high. As we sing. When you breathe your breath upon me, everything dead must come back to life. That I go from glory to glory. Your day will hang.
Your day will hang. Your day will hang. Let's breathe the day of God.
When you breathe your breath upon me, everything that must come back to life, that I go from glory to glory, your name will hang.
Your name will hang.
Just breathe your name.
Just breathe
your name. Ay, I said, when you breathe your breath upon me, everything that must come back to life, that I go from glory to glory. You're not
evil.
This
Hebrews 4 verse 12. I want KJV.
May your eyes of understanding be enlightened, that you can see what the Spirit is highlighting tonight. For the word of God is quick. Hey, quick. Faster than your legs. Faster than the legs of men. The word of God is quick. I don't care what that situation is. The word of God is quick. When it is released, it goes to work immediately. The word of God is quick. Quick, my God. And powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Sharper. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And of the joints and marrow is a designer of thought and intent of the heart. You are going to open your mouth. If it is the word of God, it will be quick. You know, Christians know how to complain. And the Bible says, take words to the Lord. Not complaints. Circumstances don't respond to pity party. No. Circumstances don't respond to your tears. It responds to the word. For the word of God is. It means whatever you declare now. Once it's the word of God, it's not your word, it is. Job 6:25, how forcible are right words? So right words carry a force. When you speak the, how forcible are right words? Not just words. Not just intellectual words. How possible are right words? But what does your arguing, what does it gain? Oh, you don't even know how many years I've been going through this. How possible are right words? Stop arguing. Stop telling me about your circumstance. Release the word. The word of God is quick, sharp, powerful. It's not only quick, it's powerful. If it meets anything on the road, it clears it. That's the word of God, not your word. You have the next 2 minutes. Listen. One of the things that affects us in the body of Christ is we don't walk according to prescription of the word. Say, I've been praying about the circumstance. Watch me. I've been praying about this circumstance. All you've been doing is praying about it. You've not been direct enough to release words on that thing. Before you get into prayer, find words of the Lord. it is sure. The word of God is. You are going to open your mouth tonight. That particular situation. Find the word of the Lord. Why am I saying this? The atmosphere is charged. So the words of the Lord are already in the atmosphere. Scriptures will be brought to your remembrance. And by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, it's going to give me utterance to help you with scriptures. You are going to open your mouth and release the word of God over that situation. Don't pray about it. Release the word, exact word. Direct your words to your circumstance. If there is anything in your life that looks like the planting of the devil, say like the word says, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every tree that the Lord has not planted shall be uprooted. In the name that is above every other name, everything not of God in my life, I declare be uprooted according to the word. Open now, open your mouth, pray loudly, speak boldly. I command whatever is not planted of God in my life. Jesus caused the victory. He said, no man shall eat out of you again. I declare, I curse you. Whatever is not of God, die to your root. Oh, 1 John 5. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. In my office, I overcome. I am born of God. You better open your mouth and declare. Ela pala ga pala sapa. E parada ga pala sapa yada. Find the word of God and declare. For the strangers shall be frightened out of their hiding place. Therefore, whatever is a stranger in my body, I command you out now. The favor of God is on me like a shield. Like a shield. Like a shield. It means whenever I can't get to the favor of God goes there to defend me. The favor of God speaks for me. Opens doors for me. For the favor of God is a shield to me. For thou shalt surrender righteous as with favor as with a shield. It's my time. For thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For a time to be favored, come. Yay! The set time. For I know the grace of the Lord. I said, I know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, he became poor for my sake. So that through his poverty, I might become richer. You foul devil of poverty, I curse you. Jesus took your place. He took my place. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for me. For curse is anyone that acts on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham I come upon me, the Gentile. I am the seed of Abraham. I carry the blessing of Abraham. The fathers have eaten the star grace. And only their feet will be set at edge. Every man according to his own order. No! Not again will I carry the cross of my generation. By the blood of the eternal covenant, I declare I am severed from every ancestral lineage, ancestral limitation, in the name of the Lord Jesus. For I see the four carpenters, according to Zechariah 1, I can see the four carpenters coming to scatter the four arms that have set my head shall not be lifted up.
I arise and shine. For my light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. For darkness shall cover the earth, deep darkness the people. But on me, the light of God shall arise. Open your mouth and pray. A people who sat in darkness, unto them has appeared a great light. I shine. In him was light, and this light is the light of men. And the light shines in darkness. I said the light shines in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. According to Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void. And then the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the water. And he said, let there be light. I declare, let there be light. The veil is removed. I see clearly. I judge rightly. I walk circumspectly. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am. The eyes of my understanding is enlightened. I do not get the possession of the land. According to Psalms 44 verse 3, with my own sword, not in my own arm, serve me. But it was your hand and the light of your countenance, the light of your countenance, because you favored me. Favor is my name. Favor is my name. Favor is my name. Favor is my name. Psalms 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament is so what is underworld. Day unto day, utter speech, and night unto night, reveal knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. I declare there is no speech or language where my voice will not be heard. I am heard in all the seven continents of the earth. I carry the Holy Ghost. I cannot be limited. I carry the Holy Ghost. How shall this thing be? See that I don't know man. The Holy Ghost shall come upon me. And the power of the Most High overshadows me. And then to the end, our God anointed Jesus Christ with Holy Ghost and power, who goes about doing good and healing those who are oppressed of the devil. For God is with me. I declare I am anointed of the Lord. I am anointed of the Lord. I am anointed of the Lord. I go about doing good and healing those who are oppressed. For God is with me. Psalms 92. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. Psalms 90. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon me. Establish the words of my hand. Yes! Establish the words of my hand. Psalms 90 verse 12. Verse 12. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon me. Look for it. Look for it. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon me. Establish the works of my hand. Yea! Establish the works of my hand. I declare that the works of my hands are established. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I cannot be limited. I enlarge according to Isaiah 54. To the right, to the left, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and declare the word of God. miracles. We your prophets are here to worship you. Oh, great Jesus, our love is your crown of thorns. We your prophets are here to worship you. In the next 3 minutes, by the instruction of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to be releasing words on people who are sick. If you know anyone who is sick, let them join in the next 3 minutes. I'm just going to worship. If you know anybody who is sick, let them join us. Let them join on YouTube. I sense a very strong presence of the healing anointing. Our love is your crown of souls. We, your trophies, are here to worship you. Oh Christ, our love is your crown of souls. We, your trophies, are here to worship you. Oh Christ, our love is your crown of love. We, your trophies, are here to worship you. Oh Christ, we are. Lift your hands. Glory. Glory. Glory to the Lamb. In their hands are parts of body to be exchanged. Therefore, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatever is missing in your body, collaborate, whatever needs an exchange, I see the Lord changing someone's kidney. I see the Lord changing someone's kidney. Wherever you are watching from, I stretch my hands as an extension of the hands of Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross. I stretch for by his life, you were healed. Therefore, I command whatever needs to be replaced in your body, let them be replaced now. Whatever the Lord has not planted from your brain down to the source of your feet, I command, let them be uprooted now. Arthritis, hear the voice of God. I declare, be healed now. Pain in the back, pain on the shoulders, I command, be healed now. Cast out the uterus, that's hearing, I command, go now. Every affliction in your body, I command, let them leave now. If pain, be healed now. Ulcer, be healed now. Fibroid, melt now. Infection of the eyes, be healed now. Every discharge from your private part, I declare, stop now. From the cross of your, my God. I see a right ear opening up now, popping up by the power of the Holy Ghost. And look around the curtain, you found devils of love in the body. I command, go now. Paralysis, go now. Stroke, go now. High blood sugar, I command, be knocked down. Pain on the palm, be healed now. Pain under your feet, I command, be healed now. Fine, you found devil of fine, I command, go now. The Lord does heal someone of chest congestion. Right now. It just disappears now, my God. Heart palpitation, I command you, be healed now. By the, my God. I sense the movement of the angel of the Lord going right here to touch people and heal them. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Itching of the eyes, stop now. I command from the crown of your head to the source of your people, whatever the Lord has supplanted, I declare be healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift your hands and give Him praise. Now do what you couldn't do before. I said do what you couldn't do before. Yeah! You are the Lord and Savior, Lord. You are the Lord and Savior, God.
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 In under the palaka fire, whatever you couldn't do before, start to do them now. If you have a testimony, come to this side of the hall. On my left side. On my left side. I said, you are the Lord and Savior, God.
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 You are the Lord. See the Lord healing someone of menstrual cramp. Just now. Wow. Just now. It just left now. You are in this hall. It just left now. Check your body. Marco Barada. For we do not have a high priest that is not touched with the feelings of your infirmity. One of the ways the healing anointing works with me is I begin to feel the pain. I just begin to feel the pain. I felt that cramp now, and it just went. Hey. For you are good. You are good. Hallelujah. So you are good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you are good. Hallelujah. Now we go, everybody. Say, forever and ever.
I am on the Lord's side.
I said, who is on the Lord's side?
I am on the Lord's Was praying for us. I felt a load lifted up on my chest. I was coughing seriously. And now I feel very good. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. 3 days ago, I started to feel a pain from my lower abdomen towards my private part. And it started becoming a swelling. And I told my mom. And she said that from my own experience, that it's hernia. And they usually have to do surgery. So she gave me this card to go to the hospital today. But before I went to the hospital, I told God I was going to come here. And usually, I could not, like, I can't shout. When I shout, I feel the pain. When I bend down, I feel the pain. Now I'm screaming, and I'm bending. And
wait. I love to. It's a mija. It's a mija. One more time to say, I feel sick.
pain of menstrual cramps. Before you mentioned it, I was feeling pain, and immediately you mentioned it, it ceased, and I can no longer feel it.
Taloda be. Taloda be. Yes. Minu Baba. The Lord is healing something that has to do with nerves. I see the Lord healing nerves. The nerve of someone has been healed. It's been damaged. That's what I'm saying. It's been damaged, and the Lord is healing you right now. He's healing you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. I've been having a pain in my chest as far back as 2016. I can't sit for long. When the pain comes, it comes from the chest to my back. But as I was praying there and the spirit came upon me, I can no longer feel the pain. I can twist my hand anyhow. And
oh,
I
yeah, twist,
pray.
twist. Move on. Come. Even before I pray. Did I answer you?
Another person for online testimony healed of menstrual pain, and then we have somebody, Bukola David said he was healed of back and throat pain. Everything gone.
Hold on, let me tell you the truth. This menstrual pain thing, I hope I'm not going to step on toes, is what you, if you allow it, you will enjoy it. Sila. And don't tell me, oh, it's normal. Show me in the Bible. Just show me in the Bible. Once you show me in the Bible, then that settles the matter. I sense unbelief. It's not normal. Just show me in the Bible where thou shalt go through once a month. Once you can show me a scripture that shows thou shalt go through menstrual pain once a month, then you can, then we can settle on it. And this, let me tell you the truth, what you allow finds expression. If you make up your mind that today is the last time, and you declare the word of God, like I'm like the Hebrew woman. Don't tempt me. They are playing a new song. Don't mind them.
Praise the Lord. Today my arm started paining me and it was very serious. I came to church and I couldn't even lift my hands up. Right now, I cannot feel anything. And then there's another thing that happened last year. I had like a mini stroke. And this part of my face was always aching me. It went on for months. Then in December, it stopped. But then a part of my tongue was very, very weak. Talk for a very long time. I couldn't eat well. And then today, I can feel that my tongue can move freely. I can speak well. Praise the Lord.
I lift my hands. Hey! To you, my God. Say to you. You are the Lord. Lift your hands and tell him. I lift my hands. Where's that lady? Lift your hands. Let him know. Say to you. You are the Lord.
You are all the
Lord. Say, I lift my hands.
My niece, Okay, so why she pray? We had a difficult pregnancy, and so why delivery, the placenta removed in the womb, and that was very serious. But what it was happening, the same time I and my younger sister were listening to our music, and suddenly we just heard that she had delivered the baby. And my baby is going to be one this month, so I give God all the glory.
The Lord is healing someone on the toe, left toe. In the name of the Lord Jesus, healed now.
Praise God. So I was standing there waiting for the service to like end so I could go and take my drug for the menstrual pain. And when he said it, and I was like, I expected to disappear, like he said, disappear. But it didn't go on. So I started dancing, jumping, and I can't sleep. All my things are gone. Second testimony, last month, we didn't do last month, last month, I came here jobless somehow, expecting, like, praying to God to get a tech job. And God be the glory, I got one. Praise God.
I use her as a point of contact to everyone believing God for a miracle job. I declare, between the next 7 days, receive your miracle job in the name of the Lord Jesus. I said, someone, the Lord is healing someone on the left toe. Jesus' name. Say it again. Please, can you increase?
Okay. I said, coming here this evening, I was just going home from work. I saw the banner. I crossed. I was asking someone. I said, I saw banner of upper room. Person said, I might not be here. I turned back and I wrote on the YouTube channel. Somebody replied. I started walking. I saw this place. I entered. As I entered, that was where you started talking about the Holy Spirit. And I fell. I fell. I hit my hip. So I didn't know until when I stood up. And I noticed that I was limping. So I was like, okay, maybe this is what I'll carry home and be as a memorandum that, oh, I came to a party. But wait,
there's somebody collect me. How can you brag about me?
So when you started praying about healing, I started praying for my family, my mom and everything. I was seeing myself as a what is it? And it left. As I was dancing, it left. I'm praying.
Can you give God all the glory for that testimony? Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Yesterday, I was coming from school, and then I was thinking that I already sent my friend the invite that has to be here. I know that most of the time, we usually watch online, and then it gets to a point where it says, lift up your hands. And then my left elbow, I had pain. I was like, ah, if I go tomorrow like this, how am I going to lift up my hand? Before I slept yesterday night, I wanted to tell my mom about it. I said, no, don't worry. It's going to be fine. When I came here, look at now. I was dancing, so I was like, just see how good God is. Like, as in just.
Who did it?
Hallelujah. So, on my way here, I had nasal congestion, but as soon as I entered this auditorium, I could barely breathe. Right from the time I entered up until the time we started praying, I was breathing with my mouth. My nose was so blocked. I was having serious back pain. But as soon as I started praying, I just told God, this may be mild, but I want this catarrh to disappear. I want to start breathing with my nose. Right now, I tell you, sir, I am breathing with my nose.
It's a miracle. Walking God is a prophecy over your life. When I call you, when I cry to you,
my son. When I call you, when I call in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I see a movement in someone's stomach. A lady. You can't explain it. As I lay my hands at the point of contact right now, I command. It's an implant of the enemy. I command, let it be frightened out of your body now. Can I shock you? The person will go, you will visit the toilet very soon. And that will be the end of it for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Alright, we have so many messed up in testimonies. Many.
It's like God came for the ladies today. That is the same way your husband will find you.
Alright, so we have some testimonies online. Oluwatobi Deborah says, 3 days sore throat gone.
See, I've had sore throat before. If that thing.
Then we have Inom Oki, menstrual pain disappeared.
Wow.
Then we have.
Glory to Jesus.
Osaruwe says, Sarah, pain on the left side of my head is gone.
Amen.
Then Case Okafor said, excessive blood flow during period has stopped immediately.
Glory to Jesus.
Then we have Obuneme Oken. He said he had discharged from private parts since 2022. It has reduced in the past month, but now I feel perfect.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Can you lift your hands and just give him praise? Give him praise. Let him know he's the doer. He's the doer. Thank you, Master. Yeah, take the next one.
First of all, I think that this Upper Room Miracle Night was organized because of me, because I got 4 miracles. First one is, while we were praying, when you invited the Holy Spirit, I fell down, and then I felt a very sharp pain leave my head.
Wow.
I didn't have a headache, but I translated that into every pain in my life.
Amen.
At that moment.
Amen.
And then you talked about back pain. I've had it for 3 days now, and it disappeared. I actually held my back while you prayed. You talked about
can you stretch?
Itchy.
Can you feel the pain? Thank you, Jesus.
Eyes gone, palpitation gone. Praise the Lord.
Only you.
I can't come out, but my sick partner actually told me to come out and give this testimony.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare. Every hold of the enemy over your life, I declare it broken now. You are free indeed. Whoever does not set free is free indeed. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So on Sunday, while I was at home, I started feeling a lump in my breast, my right breast. And I didn't really take it seriously, but a few days ago, I started feeling this same pain. Normally, I didn't really pray about it. I didn't tell anybody about it. On my way here, I started feeling the pain. So when you mentioned lump in the right breast, I said, no, this is for me. And then I prayed like my whole life was on it. And then a few hours later, I said, let me go to the restroom. I don't feel the pain. So when people were sharing their testimony, I said, maybe I should come and share mine. But when I came here, I was said, go back. I said, I went back and I sat down. And then something came up for me like, is it that you don't have confidence to like proclaim what God has done for you? I said, let me go back and check. I went back and I checked and I didn't feel any lump in my breast. Even up till now, I think God.
Glory to Jesus. Your testimony is permanent.
Praise the Lord. I came in with a very terrible headache in the middle of my head. Very terrible. So when we came, when you were even saying it's jump, I couldn't jump. Just before you gave the word of knowledge, I sat down there. I was praying in the spirit for a while. So I got up. I was like, let me carry my bag and go because of the time. I was like, let me listen to some few testimonies before I go. And I realized that I can't even feel the
head. You realize that you're a
I said, I can't come to Upper Room and be sitting down
all through the program. And Rachel said that we should prophesy with the words
in our eyes. As I said eyes, I said someone's eyes is being opened now. Give him all the glory. Father, we have come to return the glory to you. For the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of my praise. Yes, no man on earth should give glory to himself. Lift your hands, let me prophesy. I declare every miracle, every testimony, I declare they are permanent in the name of the Lord Jesus. We seal it with the blood of Jesus. And we declare that they become irreversible. The devil will not tamper with your testimony. And I declare whatever you are believing God for, I said whatever you are praying to God for, I bring you answers from Zion tonight. I declare, let them be answered now. Your prayer point has turned to praise point. Your prayer point has become testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, doors are open for you. It's a new season for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands and give him praise one more time. What a night. Thank you for everything. Father, we give you praise. What shall I render? What shall I render? What shall I render to you? I will praise you, oh God. I shall live here. What shall I render to you? Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Lift your hands and tell him. As you go tonight. Emmanuel. Your name be praised. One more time. Emmanuel. 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 Your name be praised. I declare overnight, in the next 24 hours, in the next 48 hours, in the next 72 hours, I declare, let your miracles come in rapid succession. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare divine encounters. Somebody stay with me. Stay behind me is a desolate land. Stay in front of me is the Garden of Eden. Stay, it's a new season. Stay, I go from glory to glory, to glory. The things are happening for me. That I go with his presence. I enter into prepared provision. That is my season of rest. Somebody say, I am in my new season. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming tonight. I mean, if you leave me, we'll close by one. Okay, I just heard that in Ottawa there's a viewing center. Where are the cameramen? Can you please? Just, can we wave from here to people in Ottawa? We love you. We declare the hand of the Lord mighty upon you. Let there be a replication of same grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father. Remember, tomorrow we go out to do what? We go out to do what? We go out tomorrow to evangelize, to win souls. Of course, you know your local government area. This generation has to learn how to win souls. It's very important. Very, very important. We must. It's not enough that you bring, you know, soul winning now. In modern times, is bringing people to church. That's not soul winning. Soul winning is ministering Jesus Christ to people. And somebody is saying, oh, like, I really don't know how to talk. Don't worry. Open your mouth and you will feel it. That's the trick. You don't have to know what to say. Once you say, hello, how are you doing? It starts flowing. At least for once in your life, go out to win souls. The Bible says, he who wins a soul is. So he who does not win a soul is. I'm not the one that said it. As you go home tonight, as you even go home, as you get into the bus, minister the love of Christ to someone. It could be you just writing on a piece of paper, do you know Jesus loves you? You have sown a seed. Because Paul plants, Apollo, then God will give the increase. You may be, if you may start from there. Do you know God loves you? Can I pay for your ticket as an expression? I just, you know who sent me to help you to pay your ticket? Jesus said I should pay your ticket. That's how to minister. That's how to touch people. Show the love of Christ. You have unbelievers even in your immediate family. And you are accommodating them. Minister the life of Christ to them. In love. In love. What that child may need may just be the love of Christ. Not shouting at him. Or not shouting at her. Show the love of Christ. Touch someone around you. Minister Christ. Go out tomorrow. Win. So go for the first time. You're not doing anything. All you do is check Instagram. Check all the blogs. Now we have another president. At least till the court says otherwise. But for now. So there's nothing to discuss about politics. Go out and win souls. Touch someone. That's how to change our community. We are expecting revival and we are not taking steps. You just wanted to just land on us like ripe cherries. No, it doesn't flow. You have to do something. I spot a man that will stand in the gap. I'm looking. Let God depend on you. Stop complaining about this generation. Start touching people. Stop ministering Christ to them, witnessing Christ. God is raising witnesses in this season, empowered by the Holy Ghost. And as you go, he will go with you. He will go. It's not even a prayer, it's a promise that once you go, I go with you. That's the strength of our conviction that makes us go around. We know he's going with us. If you do not go with us, don't let us go from here. So make sure you touch life. Minister to someone. Who is making that decision tonight? That you will join the local government and local government area around you and go out to win souls. Let me see your hands up. Okay, I implicate you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I can seize your sleep. I can tell the Holy Ghost to seize your sleep and make you restless until you go out. Can we rise and close? Oh, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost rest and abide with us now forever. Can you prophesy to your neighbor? Surely, God's goodness and his mercies shall follow me, shall overtake me, shall overwhelm me shall envelop you all the days of your life. Say, I shall dwell. Say, I remain. Go in Greek. Say, I menu in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Somebody shout, amen. Do re mi do re. Do re mi la do. Sol la do re mi. God bless you. See you next month. Do re mi do re. Sol la do re mi. Everybody lift your voice. Three generations. Keep praising you.
Yeah, no words of you were.
Then I ask the Lord.
Then I ask the Lord. What a name is Jesus.
And he said Yahweh.
And he said Yahweh.
Say generations.
Generations. After generations.
Keep praising you.
Keep praising you.
Can I ask the Lord? Can I ask the Lord?
What a name is
Jesus? And it's not Yahweh.
And it's not Yahweh.
Everybody say, Yahweh, all the
world.
Yahweh,
the
Holy
World.
Yahweh.
Yahweh, the King of Stars.
Somebody say, Yahweh. Walk with God the Father, walk with God the Son, walk with God the Spirit. Three of them join again back in the room. Another one to know.
Another one to know.
Somebody do like this. Say, I walk with God the Father, walk with God the Son, walk with God the Spirit. Three of them join again. Hey, say, and it's over, aye, and it's over, don't you come?
One more time, baby. They didn't have to wait, but they waited. Father, I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever, even things they are not expecting, miracles they are not expecting, I command in the name of the one who sent me, let them happen to you. If I am a man of God, things that you thought would take 10 years, I command it in the next 6 months. In the next 6 months, let the heavens open over you. In the name of the Lord, you told me, it's a covenant I have with you, that you will always honor me. Let the honor of the prophet come upon these people. Even death, we honor you. I say that carefully one more time. I said even death, meaning if you have been appointed to die, or scheduled. The same way God yanked me 3rd of September last year. I was sleeping. And I woke up at the end of the movie. I was in deep sleep. Deep, under 5 minutes. The angel of the Lord put me to sleep. Moved me from the owner's corner to the back of the driver. How? I don't know. Because if I had stayed there, the impact was directed at that place. God moved me himself to the other side. I came out without a scratch. They were there. They were already crying. Because they thought my enemy was gone. I came out. Not that they got me out. I came out. Put my legs on the car. Jumped down. In the name of the Lord, may death honor you. Whatever was arranged by the enemy, tonight we shut the mouth of the lions. Today is that day, 2nd of June. It's even my father's birthday. Yeah, my late father's birthday. Today is that day that you will always remember in your life. As the day things shifted for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You enter into a new season. Yesterday, I sensed the hand of the Lord come upon me and says, go online and just pray with people for new season. And one of the strongest words the Lord gave me for the meeting was that people who had never received favors, we start to receive favor. I have heard a lot of testimonies. I am declaring it again as I hear the Lord. Some of you, they've never given you money before. From tonight, this night, I command, let that garment of shame be removed from you. Let the favor of the Lord rest upon you. Help us rise up for you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I said, today is that day you will never forget. May you believe the Lord. Just believe the Lord, not me. Today is that day you will never forget in your life. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. And we vow to return all glory to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. God bless you. Have a good night.